Hey, so that was us playing trivia down at Eastburn, playing Shannon's Trivia, Shanrock Trivia. No, wait, let me rephrase that. That was us winning at trivia down at Eastburn, damn straight, with nobody else on our team. It was just me and Polly.
That's right. A couple of interlopers that came along, they sat with us, and then they drank up all our winnings.
That's right. Yes, they did, bastards.
They did. They didn't really contribute anything to the game either.
We did steal the one guy's watch.
We did. That's true. And there were some fun pictures on Facebook about that, too.
Oh, that was late. Yes.
Yes, the fun pictures. Oh, yes, I forgot. Yeah. That's right. We had a little, yeah, so we had some fun times that night. And I would just like to one more time point out, who was the only person in the bar with the right answer for the
Jesus Christ. All right. Moving right along.
Well,
I think since we just did a little piece about trivia there, I think you have some trivia for us on the history of game shows, don't you, Paul?
I do. And since you are the host here, one of the co-hosts on the game show, the PDX game show here, I would like to ask you some trivia questions about game shows.
Great.
I'm going to see how much you know right here, right now.
Man, I always confuse these guys.
And you do not have a computer on your lap, I would just like to point out to everyone. So let's see how much Professor Dave knows about game shows. Okay. I'm going to start off with an easy one.
Okay.
Richard Dawson used to kiss all the ladies on the lips in this long-running game show.
Oh, he hosted so many. Used to kiss all the ladies.
But he always kissed the ladies on the lips in this one particular show.
Was it Password?
Oh, fail. No, that was not the right answer. I'll let you think about that one and we'll move on to the next
one.
Okay, here's another easy one. Hosted by Bob Eubanks, this game show involved married couples coming on the show and answering intimate and often embarrassing questions about their married life, often so they could just win a refrigerator. What show was it?
The Newlywed Game.
Yes, ding, ding, ding. Very nice.
One and one.
Okay, this one's a little bit tougher. I don't know if you're of the MTV era. You may or may not know this one.
I watched the premiere of MTV.
Video Kills the Radio Star, baby. That's right. I was there too.
On the Moon Guy.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. I was all into that. Are they still giving out the award with the man on the moon? Is that still the MTV? They haven't changed it to like Ashton Kutcher's face or anything? Not yet. Okay, here we go. Kennedy hosted a game show in which players must pick partners and work together to build up a trust fund or a bank of money by answering trivia questions. Then they had to decide whether or not they want to share the money they've earned. What show was it?
I remember Kennedy.
Yes?
I do not remember her hosting a game show. So
you don't remember Kennedy's game show?
I do not.
I find that hard to believe. See, I remember this one when I was looking these facts up. I totally remember this one. Yes.
I don't.
Okay. Now I'm going to see if you did any homework about the history of game shows. Let's see. This one's really hard, okay?
I did homework in school.
Oh, well, you're going to have to change that.
All right.
So here's our final question. This is the tough one for you. What was the first aired game show? What was the first game show that was ever on the air? This could be radio or television. I'm just going to put that out there. So what was the first ever aired game show?
I mean, going way back, you know, I guess Burns and Gracie never really had a game show, but I'd have to say, like, You Bet Your Life.
Farther back than that. Yep. We're talking radio. I'll give you that hint. It was radio. It was the first game show that they were calling a game show and putting on the air, and that was on the radio waves. Would you like the year?
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to help you.
Okay, sure. Give me a year.
1938. Can you remember 1938?
Back in the
swinging 30s. That's right. The little flapper dresses.
I honestly have no idea.
Okay. Well, we'll let everybody think about that one and see what they come up with out there then.
Okay.
I do have one more little blurb to give you.
So what am I?
You are 1 and 4, Dave. You're really earning that professor title today. Okay, and finally, the first game show to air on commercial television aired its first episode in 1941 as an experimental broadcast. What was that?
Jeopardy.
I'm going to ignore that answer. Would you like to try again?
What is Jeopardy?
Oh, for the win,
I'll take
fail.
A rapist for what that is, please.
Oh,
therapist.
Ape tit for 1,000 is not the answer. No, 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 no.
Okay.
So the first game show to air on commercial television in 1941 as an experimental broadcast was Truth or Consequences.
Oh, I do know that one.
Yes. And if you look on YouTube, you can still come up with some pretty cool clips from that show, because I had to go and refresh my memory of what it was. But then I remember seeing some revival of that,
awesome.
You know, back in the 80s when we were kids.
Very cool. All right. Well, thanks, Polly. I mean, I just made me look stupid in front of our whole podcast audience of two. that's okay. I'm used to looking
stupid. Just you and me here, Dave.
I know. That's all that's listening to, probably, and our moms, maybe.
Yeah, my mom will listen if she can figure out how to download a podcast.
Right. All right. Well, now it's time to give it back to our players here. And we're going to go into a section that we call Code Breakers. All right. So here we go, folks. Here is Code Breakers.